SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Three people are dead after gunfire erupted in a suburban Philadelphia township, prompting authorities to warn residents to hunker down. Steve Shive lives nearby where the shooting took place. He says he thinks he saw the suspect's car whiz past with the police not far behind.
I was walking across the street and I saw this car coming down. It seemed like he was doing about 80 miles an hour. And so I got up on the, you know, on this part of the curb, and he came right around the corner right as I stepped up on the curb.
And a local township official confirmed three victims had been shot to death. At least three people dead as a result of tornadoes that raked their way through parts of the Midwest. Resident Sandy Smith says her family lost their garage in Lakeview.
Got in the laundry room and a couple flashes of light, and then we just heard everything just pepper against the house. And my husband looked out and he goes, "I just saw the garage blow away."
In the city by the bay.
Left my heart.
The late Tony Bennett being memorialized in a
San
very
Francisco.
Special way. It could really only be done in San Francisco, as Keith Peters reports.
A cable car dedicated to the late Tony Bennett rolls past the landmark Fairmont Hotel, where the singer first performed the song that would forever tie him to San Francisco. On Valentine's Day last month, San Francisco officials dedicated one of the city's iconic cable cars to Bennett. His "I Left My Heart in San Francisco" included a line about the city where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. Bennett was a great friend to the cable cars and to San Francisco. Car 53 was being restored after an accident when the idea came up to dedicate it to Bennett. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. Several GOP-controlled states are taking steps to clarify their position on abortion.
In South Dakota, lawmakers want to create a video in which medical experts and the state's attorneys would explain to doctors and patients when abortions can be legally performed. The measure was passed last month and is now awaiting the signature of Republican Governor Kristi Noem. Oklahoma and Kentucky are also taking steps to clarify their abortion bans, though in both states, the attorneys general, not physicians, are the ones dictating the terms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A church in Peoria, Illinois, has opened its doors to a hurting neighborhood. Reachway Church of the Nazarene is using its building to help people who need housing and who struggle with substance abuse. With fewer than 50 regular attendees, the congregation managed to raise $12,000 to renovate part of the building for that purpose. This is SRN News. Apple has agreed to pay $490 million to settle a class action lawsuit involving CEO Tim Cook. More details in this report from correspondent Mike Hempen.
The complaint says Cook signaled the iPhones released in September 2018 were off to a good start in China, one of the company's biggest markets. But in January 2019, Cook issued a warning that Apple's revenue for the just completed quarter would fall $9 billion below management's forecast. That triggered a 10% plunge in Apple's stock price, wiping out more than $70 billion in shareholder wealth. Apple has vehemently denied Cook deceived investors. The company says it decided to pay the money to avoid what it calls an overly burdensome, expensive, and distracting hassle. I'm Mike Hempen.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.